Welcome.
Connie,
Hi.
morning.
Good morning.
Shavuot Tov. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chiminta, Tati, Serira, Alephet Gimel, Yitzhak Sadiq, Taberinat. Amcha sagvenu paharenu no ra ufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kivavat shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barhem tacharem, rachamei sitkacha, tamid gamlem, tetet resh, saditav gimel. Tassin kadosh, berotucha, nael adada, tetkuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pe Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufav, Tadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim. The Rav Chesed Be'emet, Noser Chesed La'alafim, Noseyahon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakeh. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's from Parasha Yitro, and it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabar Yichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavache B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot, the lay lach mila bialma, divae bardash, the dach ya leya, mine ya ulan haga, peya kalana, de hakulu ovada, dikshot inun, wikolai stirich, bialma. The energy of the year 5779 is to become wiser. There are a number of verses that connect to this energy, but we're going to only study one today due to time limitations. And that verse starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. It's from the prophet Malachi. It is from chapter 2 of his scroll, verse 17. This is the seventh verse out of 13 verses. O Gatem Hashem, the Divrechem, Wa Martem, Ba Mahoganu, Bebarchem, Kolo Seira, Tobe Ene, Hashem, Uvahem, Ukapes, O Aye. Elohe HaMishpat. The English translation of the seventh out of 13 verses that start with a He and end with a Tet. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice? The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh that we study. And that verse comes from 2 Samuel, I believe. I'm having computer jumping problems. It comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael. Untati vishakan, tata vilo yirgas, od vilo yosipu, vene avla la'anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters of the names out loud in sequence using their root vowels. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta hezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me be he he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa to me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re Shemitzare. Wa me be yo he wa he anu wa me he yo. Da me be ne be me nu ho ayo wa he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he a he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka cha yo. Wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he 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 be wa he he be he me za re Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he he yo yo he. Yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the third day of Adar Bet's. Rabbi Achai Bar Rav Huna, Rabbi Meir, known as the Maharam of Rottenburg, Rabbi Mordechai Leib Mann, Rabbi Leib Seres, Rabbi Abraham Blumenkrantz, We will now do the Ani meditation, which you can find on the Unique Astrological Times link. It's the last link on the page. So this meditation is designed to bring you, to connect you to the central column, to the balance point between sharing and receiving. We will start with Malchut and rise step by step. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo he. Yo aheni wa yo he. Yo aheni wa yo he. Yesod. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. Yu ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye ahini wi yohi. Ye ahini wi yohi. Ye ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahoni wo yoho Kibura Ye ah ni we yoh Ye ah ni we yoh Ye ah ni we yoh Chesed Ye ah ni we yoh Ye ah ni we yoh Ye ah ni we yoh We're now going to connect to the Yasser Dibrot. We're making an assumption that everyone has said the Shema this morning. So we're going to connect to the Yasser Dibrot. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha Asher Hotzeiticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeit Avadim, Lo Yihyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha, Be'esel V'kol Temuna Asher B'Shamayim Nima'al. Wa'asher ba'aretz mitachat wa'asher ba'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon Avot al banim al shileishim we al ribeim l'shonai we oseh chesed la'alafim le'ohavai u'somrei u'somrei Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha V'lashav ki lo yenake Hashem et ko et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekad shows sheshet yamin tavod vasita komelachtecha uyom hashvi shabbat lashem elohecha lo ta'ase komelacha Ata uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha, v'amadcha, uvhentecha, v'gayercha, asher bisharecha. Ki sheshed yamim, asa Hashem et hashamayim. Et haaretz, et hayam, et kol asher bam, v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i. Al kein b'rach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadeshehu. Kabed et avicha v'et imecha. Leman ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tina lo tigdov lo ta'aneh v'reacha ad shaker Lo tachmod beit re'echa. Lo tachmod eshet re'echa. V'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'achamoro. V'kol asher l're'echa. We will now say the Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to climb to the level of our class today. Itkadal, itkadash, shemei rabbah. And we all say, Amen. Ve'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye. Kol Beit Yisrael be'agala u'bizman kariv. Yidbarak v'yishtabach v'yifa'ar v'yitromam v'yitaseh. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekudsha. V'e'la min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata. V'nechemata da'amiran ve'alma ke'eshlama rabba min shabaya ve'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael ve'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav u'yaseh shalom aleinu. We all call Yisrael. Ve'imru, Amen. Today's class. Can be found on the unique astrological times link. When that link landing page opens up, scroll down to the spring holidays section, which has the nomenclature of preparation for the spring holidays for Purim, for Pesach, for the counting of the Omer, and for Shavuot. But it opens up. Scroll down to class number 2, the preparation for the spring and summer holidays, class 2. We have already said this L'Shem Yichud, since we did not ever say the 8th verse of the Ana Bekoach, and so we're going to say that now. The 8th verse of the Ana Bekoach we say in a whisper. We're now able to say an additional L'Shem Yichud as we begin to talk about Shabbat Zachor. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bibchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseya Aleinu Kananei Aleinu Maaseya Deinu Kananehu. This coming Shabbat is Shabbat Vayikra, and it is also Shabbat Zachor, the Shabbat of Remembrance. Shabbat Zachor is the second of the four special Shabbatot, leading up to the holiday of Pesach. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about Shabbat Shekalim, and we discussed this in the Parashat, wasn't in Parashat Truma, I believe it was in, due to the leap year, it was in this past week, where we spoke about Shabbat Shekalim in the Shabbat of Vayekel. Shabbat Zachor is a reminder to read the special three-verse maftir describing the war against Amalek on this Shabbat. Above, we explained why it is read with this parasha. Now let us truly understand why this parasha of Tetzaveh, or Vayechel, the Maftir of Zachor, and the Haftorah, describing the war against Amalek, all are required listening to prior to the holiday of Purim. These are all preparations for the holiday of Purim. Purim is a word that translates as chance. Its actual meaning is lots, as in throwing dice, which many people do to determine their chances of success in a particular venture. Now, I know many people don't think that that's true, but historically it was true, and in my experience, it has been true for many people going forward, even up until today. So throwing lots is considered like the game of dice, or in our modern terminology, the name of dice is called craps. This tells you a lot about your chances of winning. The name, the name of the game is the loser. Please look at how our language hints to us about the energy of things. But we just don't pay attention to this. We don't pay attention to the meaning of the names of things. And this is a mistake. This is the influence. It's an indication of the influence of this negative system. To understand this connection directly, please follow the logic expressed next. Amalek, the nation, has a gematria of 240. I am going to make a statement now that isn't a written statement. But the person known as Amalek, who became a nation as one of the 70 nations, his family tradition is he was a child of a woman who wanted to be a concubine to Jacob. He knew there were four wives, so he knew she knew that she could not be the fifth wife. But she wanted to be connected to the family associated with Hashem. So if she couldn't be with Jacob, she said the next best thing is to be with Esav. And Esav wasn't interested, but one of his sons was. And so she became a concubine of this son. And out of their relationship, Amalek was born. Now the nation, the word Amalek, has a gematria of 240. Now the Hebrew word safek, which translates as doubt, also has this gematria of 240. The city named Los Angeles, when spelled in Hebrew, also has a gematria of 240. These three words are connected through this essence of this number 240. And they are connected through the essence of doubt. The city of Los Angeles connects to doubt through the famous entertainment industry that is basically a presentation of illusion. It's acting. It's not real. What's being presented to you, if it's not real, it's an illusion. If it's not real, it's presenting doubt. Because you don't know what is real and what is doubtful. What is real and what is an illusion. The nation of Amalek is the essence of doubt. It is a channel for the energy of doubt. Wherever the nation of Amalek exists, that nation is sowing doubts. That nation is presenting doubts. And this is why Hashem says in the Maftir that he is at war with Amalek throughout every generation, since the essence of Hashem is certainty, while the opposite is Amalek, the channel for doubt. We've already read the next, or described the next paragraph, because it's about the entertainment industry and its connection to doubt. What's wrong with having doubts? Many people have doubts. Any fear that something bad is going to happen, and how many have said in one time or another in their life, I feel an energy, I feel concern. Something bad is going to happen. These are all doubts being expressed. Because this world is meant to be good and just continually grow in its goodness. Most people don't see it that way, they perceive it that way. And that's why part of the reason that we read these particular readings on the Shabbat before Purim. So again, what is wrong with having doubts? So what if it is the opposite of Hashem's energy? All of us have doubts. So what is wrong with that which is human? Having doubts. Yes, it is human. But we are not in this world to remain human. We were born human, but we are in this world to grow spiritually to a level that is beyond human, that is beyond even the angels. We are in this world to become closer to the divine, to that level of spirituality called mind over matter. In order to manifest that spiritual level of mind over matter, we have to have certainty that we can do that. That feeling that it's going to be bad for us is false. And we throw it away and we have certainty that it will only be good. This is necessary. It's a necessary requirement for this spiritual level called mind over matter. We must know that we can do it, whatever it is, in order to do it, to accomplish it, to make it happen. This is why Hashem is at war with Amalek, with doubts. It is an aspect of his mercy to teach us what we must do. That is to grow to the consciousness of mind over matter. And the first step is to remove doubts. To realize and perceive the world not as luck or chance, but as strict cause and effect. Even if we cannot perceive the cause, we must know that there is a cause that comes from the spiritual world that we cannot perceive. That is the energy of these three verses of the Maftir of Shabbat Zachor. And that is also the energy of the Haftorah. The Haftorah describes, this is in the book of Samuel, I believe. It may be in the book of Kings. No, it's probably in the book of Kings. But the Haftorah is describing how King Shaul was told, go to war with Amalek, you will be victorious. Kill every man, woman, and child. Kill all of the specific animals that were negative. The only people to be left alive were female children who had not yet lain with a man, who are still virgin. Most people don't ever take the time to understand and to ask the question, why were these people, these children, who have never experienced sexual intercourse, the female of the species only, why were they allowed to live? But it doesn't matter, because King Shaul didn't follow the command. He left the king Agag alive. The king of Amalek was named Agag, and he left him alive. And along came Samuel the prophet, as the soldiers were coming back from the war, very victorious, very happy at their victory, knowing that they had followed their king's orders. And even King Shaul knew he had followed Hashem's orders, even though Hashem had sent a prophet to him to tell him what to do, and he did not do it, he still felt that he was correct. He didn't make a mistake. How is this true? And there's so much to learn from this story, from the energy of this story. What happened? King Shaul is also a prophet, just like Samuel. And when Samuel told him, kill everyone except for the female girls that had not been with a man, he went and visualized and meditated and received his own message. Where did his message come from? He's the king of Israel. He's not connected to Satan. He has a Torah on his arm. He carries a Torah with him all the time. He cannot be fooled. So, his image, his prophecy that he received was to keep the king alive to be slaughtered in front of the people the next day. Not to do it immediately during the war. A simple mistake? We might think so. But here is the truth of the matter. Human bodies carry DNA. By wiping out all the men, women, and children, except for the girls who had not been sexually active, he would have destroyed the propagation of that DNA. And what would have been left was the purity, the goodness, the sparks of light that were left in the nation of Amalek. But he didn't follow the directions. And so Amalek, the king, that night, until Samuel came to the camp the next morning and killed Agag, the king impregnated a woman. And that rebuilt the negative system, the negative DNA, until eventually the image of Purim, Mordechai and Esther, takes place. Approximately 400 years later, 500 years later. And that is the prophecy that King Shaul had seen. The prophecy of Purim. And he said, if I kill a god, that prophecy cannot come true. And that would make me a false prophet. So his ego becomes part of the problem. But this is the world that we have lived in. This is the world that we have followed. But it is only one of many potential worlds. And that's the lesson to be learned from the story. When we think we are right, when we meditate and we are clear in our vision of what will happen, we must remember that it is only one potential vision, one potential world. Maybe it will happen, maybe something, another world will happen. We're not prophets. But even prophets are only shown one aspect out of many infinite worlds and potentials that can happen. Now we are going to stop here. We're going to talk about the holiday of Purim next week. But we're not, we still have 15 minutes in our class. And there is another aspect, the Kabbalistic meaning of Shabbat Zachor. And that story, that handout, is available on the Unique Astrological Times link in the same section as the first one. It says, the Kabbalistic meaning of Shabbat Zachor. Look for Shabbat Zachor on the Unique Astrological Times landing page. And that's where we will start to read for the next few minutes. There is an issue of halakha. The Shabbat that includes the reading of Parasha Tetzaveh, or Vayachel, or Vayikra, excuse me, is the Shabbat prior to Purim in normal years. The Shabbat that is prior to Purim in leap years will have the Torah reading of Tzav. The halakha tells us that it is a requirement, language that is almost never used in the halakha. It is a requirement for every man, woman, and child to hear the maftir of the Torah reading, and to both read and hear the haftarah, the reading for Shabbat Zachor. Halakha is a Hebrew word that gets translated as law. The books of halakha are telling us what to do to follow the laws of Torah and how to do these laws. And these laws apply to every one of those potential worlds that I just spoke about. They are not laws in the halakha. And the word halakha does not mean law, although it is often translated as law. And it's often presented from the Orthodox world as a law. But a better translation is the path or the roadway. Because to call it a law from the Torah means you have no free choice. It takes away your free choice. Because God commanded you, and we learn in the Parasha of Tzav that command is an idol-worshipping tool. So with this in mind about the halakha, let us ask, what is the essence of both the maftir and the haftarah? The maftir is the part of the Torah reading that is considered the sending away, which is the translation of the word maftir. This reading connects to the malchut, or the seventh reading, of the haftarah reading. On Shabbat Zachor, it is a reading of three verses from Devarim. Chapter 25, the verses 17, 18, and 19. And the verse 17 starts with the word Zachor. Translation, remember. It also has the meaning of a male or of guarding. It's cognate to the word for guarding. The name of the Shabbat gets its name from the first word in the reading, which is the normal method of naming things in the Torah readings. Here are the three verses in Hebrew and in English, and I will just read the English translation due to time considerations. Verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto you by the way, as you came forth out of Egypt. Verse 18, how he met you by the way and smote the hindmost of you, all that were enfeebled and in thy rear, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not Hashem. Verse 19. Therefore it shall be when Hashem your God has given thee rest from all of your enemies round about, in the land which Hashem your God gives you, for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget. Now let's understand what these verses are describing. The plagues took a year. The Midrash tells us that each plague lasted a week, and then there were 3 weeks of respite, followed by the next plague. Four weeks for each plague. 10 plagues, 10 months. This is the energy of the plagues. Now, during those 10 months, the whole world knew about it. It didn't take 10 months to go even from Egypt to China. It was being described. The tales were being taught, were being taken and told around the campfires of throughout the world. Everyone knew that Egypt had been destroyed by God through the 10 plagues. And as the children of Israel leave Egypt and they start to walk through the desert, Amalek attacks them. It goes to war with them. But it doesn't attack them head on. It attacks them in the rear, which is the tribe of Dan, and behind the tribe of Dan, or between the other tribes and the tribe of Dan, is probably the way it is. Between that, those tribes, Amalek attacks, and attacks the enfeebled, it attacks the weak, it attacks the hungry. And Dan, who's traveling behind, rushes up to engage Amalek and protect the weaklings. And we read about the story of what Moses did, because there was Hur and there was Aaron, his brother and his nephew, and they lifted his arms up because he felt weak, because what we feel affects Moses. He is our leader. So if I don't have certainty in my leader, then he is going to be less strong. I'm continuing to read. Do you think that these verses have a meaning other than the simple meaning of the words? The answer is, of course they do. They have a very significant meaning that deals with the spiritual growth of every human being. This is why the halakha reads the way it does. When we realize that the nation of Amalek has the same gematria as the Hebrew word safek, meaning doubt, everything becomes clear. Doubt is the antithesis of Hashem. Hashem has a plan which we call the plan of creation. This plan has absolutely no room for doubt within it. The plan is certain, and the essence of Hashem is certain. The purpose of the reading is to remove the energy of doubt from within us. Yet that does not explain why there's this reading on the Shabbat prior to Purim. The Megillat reading, the Megillat Purim, the Megillat Esther, is about the story of chance, of turnabout, and the concealment of Hashem. Nowhere is the name of Hashem written in the scroll. Yet for people who want to see Hashem, there is a way to see throughout the scroll and throughout the story. We need to remove doubts, not only in the story of Purim, but in your own life. Will there be a Mashiach? Do you have doubts? No, of course I don't have doubts. Do you have a bag packed to go to Israel when he comes and tells you to? Then you have some element of doubt. Do you have an open-ended ticket on those days when you had some money and could buy that ticket? Then maybe you don't have the certainty you need to have. Have you visited Israel, the land, and said to yourself, I'll come back? But then you're offered a way to come back. It's called making aliyah. It's called nefesh b'nefesh. You've been offered the opportunity, but have you accepted it? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you must go back to Israel, because you can bring the consciousness of Israel into your life. But have you done so? How much certainty do you have? Can you have a limited amount of certainty? Or do you always need to have your certainty grow? If you want to see Hashem acting in the Megillah, you will see it. If you do not want to see it, then you will not see Hashem in the Megillah, God forbid. That is why we need to hear the Maftir and the Haftorah, to throw the balance of the scales on our side of being willing to see Hashem in the Megillah. We have not completed this handout, but we are out of time. I've given you the Haftorah summary. I've given you the information. We need to prepare for the holiday of Purim, because Purim is not based on chance. That's what we think it's based on. But Purim, we have a wonderful holiday, the happiest day of the year. Most people don't know it's the happiest day of the year. It's called the holiday of Yom Kippurim. That's what the Torah calls it, Yom HaKippurim. Literally translated, it means the day that is like Purim. We're told that Purim is the only holiday that will remain after the Mashiach, because the world, the consciousness of people will rise to a level like Purim. And what is that level of Purim? It's complete certainty. Because after the Mashiach, there will no longer be doubts. Will the Mashiach come? Will he not? Will he come? Will there be peace in the world? All of those questions, all of those doubts will be answered. And that is the energy of Purim. No doubts, only certainty, because you will know what the world will be. You will know that the plan of creation has worked, has happened. And according to the sages, the whole world will become a world of certainty. There, the whole world will become the energy of certainty. The whole world will become the energy of the land of Israel today. What is the energy of the land of Israel? We've taught you in Kabbalah. The energy of the land of Israel is to draw the Shefa into the physical world, and then it will be spread to the other places in the world. This is what will take place. This is what is happening. But just as on the journey from New York to Los Angeles, the car, you don't see Los Angeles at the end. But you know you're going to get there as long as your car doesn't break down. You know where it's been. Maybe you've been to Los Angeles before. Or maybe you're 3 years old and your parents are taking you. But you will know that the path is clear. This is the holiday of Purim. Shavua Tov. Does anyone have any questions? I will not have class this afternoon. Our next class will be Monday afternoon at 4:30 West Coast time, which will be a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be a class on the writings of the Ari. I remind you that there will be a long study for Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar. Today is the 3rd of Adar. 4 days puts it on Thursday, but it's our study is Wednesday night, because in Judaism, we start in the evening, not at the daybreak. There must be darkness before the light. So Wednesday evening, we will have our questions and answers from 7 to 8. And starting around 8:15, we will have a long study. I hope you'll join us. Because to connect to Moshe is to connect to Mashiach. To connect to Mashiach, we connect to peace and serenity. Shavua Tov. I hope you all have a good week, a beautiful week, a week filled with peace and prosperity and health. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Have a good week.
It was a powerful.
You too.